Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and tonight's going to be a wonderful night of Lightship healing. So it's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship from New York. So I'm back here in New York at the Yoga Raw Food Expo put on by Mark Becker. And we're going to be having some wonderful healings. I'll be at the ARE Center next Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday here in Manhattan if you wish to come to have a wonderful workshop. They're 3 hours in length, and we'll be talking about different lightship experiences along with different types of healings. So let's go to the lightship, everybody. So what I'll talk about is how the lightship is for a few minutes, and we'll go right up there so we can have some time to experience a fast chat with people and see how they feel about going to the lightship tonight. So lightship comes once every 2,000 years. It's for ascension healings and teachings, and also to do the universal shift in the universe of light that was created by the light. And it's a way that the darkness can fall away from the light so that the light can retain its spiritual consciousness over again every 2,000 years. So this is a gift for everybody listening. And remember, you have to integrate your spirit more fully and actually fully in your body for the ascension process. There's a lot of talk out there about things that are not of the truth. It's the darkness coming into, you know, the consciousness of light. And remember, we're on a planet here that does not support divine energy, as is controlled by the darkness, the aliens, extraterrestrials, and their mind control and religions, etc. So we're going to go to the lightship right now. So like all of you, just to sit back and relax, you're going to be taken up to the lightship out of time. And this will not work on the archives, but you may actually feel the wonderful energy of peace and love during this process. And here we go. If you have any animals or pets you want to bring along, just think of them now in your consciousness. And here we go. We're going to go up to the lightship right now. I'll just count to five. You're going to feel this energetic energy around you. You'll be beamed back and forth continuously throughout this process. Remember, when you're not here, since your vibration, you're being turned off and on continuously. When you're not here, you're going to be on the light ship. And this is why it only works live, because you have to be connected to myself to go up to the light ship. So here we go. Much like in the time of Jesus. And I'll count to five as we go up. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, and we're now on the light ship. And they're having a body scan done to us so they can find out what type of beings we are. Remember, there's any type of being that you can think of in the creation of light, different type of life forms. And we normally go and see life forms that are typically more humanoid, okay, like dolphins and whales and turtles, life forms like ourselves, trees, deer. So there's all different types. And here we are. We're going into the first room, which is the orientation room. And we're talking with and having a conference with these light beings. Normally it's the male ones that we actually talk with. These are the male life forms, and we use either physical talking or we use mental telepathy. Now this is, some people say, well, do my body really go to the light ship? Yes, your physical body right now is on the light ship. And so, this is not just your spirit, it's also your body. And we're there now. We're going to go into the first room. And this room is where the dolphins are. And the dolphins are going to do some healing work with us. We're in a large pool of water. It's silver, sparkles like diamonds. And here we go. We're in this room right now. And if you want to put your hand in front of you, you may actually feel the wonderful energy of the dolphins. Just move it around, your both hands, up and down, back and forth. And you can experience the dolphin energy. There's three dolphins. And again, you want to request your healing because the light only works in the now, which means that each moment is one now to the next. And the light only sees you in pure perfection. The light never judges any of its creations. So you're always perfect. And it's up to you to change the reality from one perfection state to another. And normally for us, that would mean that we have a problem, we want to have it better. So I'll just request your healing right now. We're going to go into another location. This is where they can release physical pain from our body. And we're in there right now. And they bring in an energy which is a black energy. Don't think of colors as being good or bad like we do down here sometimes of judging colors. This black energy is for healing, to take away physical pain. And intermixed with the black energy is little silver speckles. It's like a metallic black. Very, very beautiful, very soothing. So here it comes, coming down to you. And I'll just increase the energy to command it. So it's coming into your room right now. You may actually feel it swirling around you. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, wonderful. So just request your healings. And maybe just do maybe 2 to 3 different things. And that's about all that I would like you to request, because we'd like to have some samplings of healings tonight. And the healings take place according to your belief system, which is your disposition from all of your ancestors, how they felt about healings. So you're not only working with how you feel in this lifetime, you're dealing with maybe thousands of lifetimes from your genetic history. So you should be going back 50, 100,000 years from now. So it's whatever they thought about healings and how much densities your body has stored inside of it will determine on how your healing takes place, along with how much percentage you have inside of your body of your spirit energy here on the earth plane. On a light ship, they rematerialize your spirit with your body, and so you are getting a perfect 100% healing on the light ship. But as you come down into this density, since the light ship never created your emotional body and the other bodies that are invisible, these kind of wrap around you like an old musty coat, and they can take away your healing. This is why you have to do the work to release these energies, these invisible energetic bodies, get them back into wholeness so that you can have a healing. And this is why most healing books that people purchase do not work. That's the facts. So here we go. We're going to go to another location. And we had a request here, I believe, here. Let's see if I can read it. Golden light room. So we'll go into the room with the golden light energy. And here it comes. Just kind of be open. This is all heart-based healing. Nothing to do with the mind. Nothing to do with the thought of the mind. Collective consciousness, universal consciousness. This is all stuff from the dark side. They created time. Spirit only works in the present moment, out of time. So here comes this energy of the golden light room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Great. So again, request your healing. We're going into another location. This is where the female light beings are going to be working with our neck and our back. They're going to do like a toe massage and foot massage on us, so you may actually feel energies move there. So again, enjoy this wonderful experience. You may want to kick your shoes off, wiggle your toes a little bit, and you can actually start to feel your body relaxing. They've given us some special fluid to drink. This colored solution, which is about a half a teaspoon, is kind of a bright orange color. This is to help facilitate your healing. So we're having that right now. It's going underneath your tongues, and you may find that your saliva is changing. Next, we're going to go into the hot tub room. We all have our own individual hot tub. This is used to detoxify our physical body. So if you happen to be really warm where you are right now, you can ask to have your body temperature just slightly changed. You may cool off a little bit, or if you're really cold, have to have your body heated up a little bit. And we're in a colored gel right now. This colored gel is a bright, kind of a yellowish-green colored. And we're in this right now. Very fluorescent. It's going through us, around us. Remember, this energy goes through every cell of your body, along with in between the spaces. between the cells. So this is molecular healing. And next we're going into another location. And we'll go into one of the waterfall rooms. And this is where they have the white colored water. It's going to come all around your body. You might want to just keep your eyes closed here. Experience this wonderful energy of white healing water. And here we go. We're in this room. It's coming all around you. And we'll bring in one of the divine energies from the light ship, one that this spirit incarnated here, known as Mother Mary. So we're going to bring her in. So here she comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we're going to a room where they help to work on our muscles, release some of our tenseness out of our body. They can work on our joints. If you have any concerns there, maybe you have a hip replacement, maybe you have some metal in your body, they can make that body compatible for you. So it'll look like bone. Or it'll be energetically look like bone. It'll still be metal, but your body will not reject it, and it'll be very nice for you to experience this here. So for those of you out there who have this type of situation, here we go. I'll bring the energy in. Again, request your healing, because it's up to you to request. If you don't request, they will not work with you. So here we go. Here's this energy coming. So one, two, this also can probably work with your feelings. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. And we're going to go into a room that a lot of people love going into. This is the room where the large bees are. These are big bumblebees. We can ride on them. We can merge their consciousness with our consciousness, look out of their eyes. So it's your choice here. Here we go. We're on the bumblebees right now, flying around. Here we go. We'll bring in the energy. There's some honey there. We'll put some honey underneath our tongue in about a half a minute. We'll bring in this energy of the honey. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And that feels great to me. Let's go into another room where they work with our blood, do some blood purification. They work with our liver right now. And we'll bring in the energy for that. And there's different types of light beings. The ones that are working with their liver right now will be the deers. The deer energy is going to help us with this here. And here comes their energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I'll give you some silence here. You may want to just experience this wonderful energy. And I'll see you back in about a minute here. So just enjoy. And keep requesting healing. And you may even want to walk around a little bit to see how your body energy is doing. So I'll see you back in about a minute. In fact, we can also go into the room where the light being choir is. They'll be sending us energy, singing some songs, running some energy into us. Harmonious to our body here. And here we go. Energy is coming into us. If you happen to hear some wonderful music, this is probably what you're actually going to be hearing. There's a lot of nice vibrations, different tones, and also some of their songs that you may not be able to understand the words. So here we go. We're in this room now, and this is happening to us. go on to another location, and we'll go into the room where they have, again, it's the golden room. And this is where the golden waterfall is, and the water does not touch your skin, but it goes all around you. So this will do some cleansing of your body. We're in this room right now, and here comes the golden waterfall energy. So stronger, 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 stronger. I want you to feel your body changing now energetically. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we had a wonderful time today in New York. I had two lectures today and also a lecture yesterday. Did a lot of healing. Had the light infusion chamber up, and a lot of people went in there and were experiencing divine light energy coming into their body, which in turn gave them healing. So if you're back east here in New York, you may want to come and visit. It's at the New Yorker Hotel, 34th Street and 8th Avenue. And we'll be there tomorrow from 11 to 8. So here we go. We're going into one other room here before we come back from the light ship. We're going to go into the room that was, in a sense, brought down here to the earth plane. And this is the room where Saint Bernadette does healings with people, along with Mother Mary. And the water is like what's down on this earth, which is like Lourdes, France. So here's this wonderful water. On the light ship, the water is a silver water. It has a lot of vibrations flowing through it, and it does a lot of wonderful healing. So we're going into the water right now. We're being submerged, basically, swimming under the water, having our whole body having healings with it. So here we go. We're bringing that energy down here of St. Bernadette. So here she comes. I'll just count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll do one more room, I think. We'll work with our gums, our teeth, work with our tongue. If we have anything, say, inside of our mouth or tonsils or anything like this, they'll do some healing work with us. Work with our sinuses. So, again, here we go. So request your healing. Remember, on the light ship, there's many different light beings. They're still light beings because they haven't left the light ship yet. They haven't went into their reincarnation a process to their home base energy, which is where you go, and then you have one life wherever you choose to go to. There's no such thing as forced reincarnation like on the earth plane here. You have one life in the now. You don't have multiple lives anywhere. You just have one life, and when that life form chooses to not live any longer, then your spirit leaves it. You go back to your home base energy. And then from there, you reincarnate some other place. So it's much different than what the earth plane is here, governed and controlled by the alien races that take away your life force energy, take away your spirit, and hold you captive here in what you may want to call the laws of karma, forced reincarnation. Remember, you have a natal chart. They gave you that. Isn't that nice, how the planets, these ET planets, are controlling your life and give you a predetermined lifestyle? And in New Age metaphysics, they talk about that the planets are there because you're learning spiritual lessons. Well, that is the truth. You're learning the lessons forced upon you by the aliens, these alien races that are controlling you, who brought religion down to us here. Remember, when you pray to a God outside of yourself, which is against the teachings of Jesus, he was very astute and warned people about doing this here. So naturally, he would not be recognized or even welcomed into any church on this planet. So who taught about him with his teaching? So when you pray to a God outside of yourself, then you're at P-R-E-Y, pray to the aliens that are connected to that particular church. and every church has a different alien race or a different faction of that attached to each individual church. So you want to be very careful. This is why some people don't want to go to church, because they may have that conscious awareness of diluting out their spirit energy. So here we go. We're going to be coming back from the light ship. So again, here we come. I'll count to 10 as we come back. We're thanking the doctor teams for working with us. The healings are between you and the light being doctors. And we're having our animals and pets come to us, coming back down. And this is creation energy coming to us here right now. This is the source that created you, not God energy. This is creative source energy that created the universe of light. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're back here. You may have felt the energy leave you as the link between the creation light ship and yourself now is disconnected. So you will not be able to go to the light ship any longer, but you had this wonderful experience of healing. So, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Hi, yes, I'm here. It was a wonderful trip to the light ship. Very, very awesome to do that. Every time it's just incredible. You never get tired of doing that. So you mentioned New York and how it's going there. I know you had the light chamber with you at the expo. So how are people enjoying that?
Well, some people who go into it love it. They all love it, but they don't understand it because they're used to earth-based healing modalities. And this is true with whatever expo we go to, because they don't understand that you can have an instantaneous healing without the process. And so when they go in there, they come out beaming, full of light, full of life, eyes are sparkling, and they really love the light chamber. So most people opt to go into it more than one time. So we have 5 sessions in the light chamber for $40. So it's the best $40 you're ever going to spend in your life, is to have this experience, because you can see light beams sometimes. Just depends how you are in your own consciousness. And if not, you just feel the energy and you walk out of there with a lot of times your aches and pains in your body that you may have had for quite a long time, or a headache is released from you. I've had people have healings that have physical problems, you know, for many, many, many years, and all of a sudden, instantly it's taken away. So back to you, Sylvia.
Now we have a question on the fast chat, Ron, about whether the light infusion chamber helps to bring more percentage of spirit back into the body.
It's all the healings that the light chip does. That's their main premise for doing the healings, to clear out your genetic programming, which is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. It's the same process. Nothing has changed. The light ship comes to release the densities from you. And through that, we do many clearings from the light ship. And then as you have the clearings done, then you're able to hold more spirit energy. So this is the whole process that you must understand, is that your spirit, unfortunately, right now, in our linear time of 2,000 years after Jesus, our spirit, along with all the incarnations that it has had, remember, some of you listening out there have been probably here for maybe 50 to 80,000 years. And so that means that if you've been here for 80,000 years, you actually missed 40 ascension periods. Remember, ascension time happens every 2,000 years. And just think how many lifetimes you have had every 2,000 years. Normally, for most people, they incarnate typically 2 to 3 times every 100 years, so that's quite a few lifetimes. And what happens is each time that you incarnate, you have to work with the imperfections and the judgments of the body that's stored inside of the body. So your spirit takes on these judgments. And this is why people's spirit energy is so disempowered now, because it was told so many lies, basically, from the darkness. Remember, the darkness creates light, and this is what people believe that they go to in their near-death experiences, etc. And that's about the only way that we know about what the light would look like, typically, because people come back and talk about how wonderful it is. And so most people use that as the truth. Well, those people are going to the light of the darkness. If they were to go to the true light, they would not be here any longer. Because who would want to come back to a planet like this, taken over by the darkness energy, when there's, you know, an unlimited amount of planets, places to go to that was created by the light? So like I say, this planet would be like one grain of sand on our ocean beaches. And so why would you want to come back to the same place twice? You know, it doesn't make sense. So people are trapped here because of the darkness energies by the aliens, keeping you held in bondage. And I won't get into that too much, but this is what has happened to humanity. So your spirit is very disempowered. It still has light frequency in it, but it doesn't have enough to heal your body. Plus, if you're out of your body, and you're typically like most people, 20% in your body, then the other 80% is entities. And so how can you possibly heal if you're not completely in your body? So the best you could expect is probably about a 20% healing. And then what happens is when the energy comes into you, then you're full of entities. So you might have a couple million entities inside of you, along with alien species, shapeshifters, dark side created beings, shadow bodies, etc., which inhabit our bodies. I'll be doing a clearing on these in the month of July, the first three Sundays, 8 hours apiece. So it's very hard to have a healing because of all this density that we carry. So the whole process that the light ship is trying to do with everybody on this planet, and it's the ones that are awakened to understand what's actually happening, because they're not in judgment of the situation here. They like to have everybody be able to do the ascension process, but it's up to you to do the work. So that they can't do it for you. It's up to you to clean your energetic self out, your bodies, these invisible bodies that inhabit your physical body that was in place, put in place by the Earth Spirit so that you would not have your body killed and destroyed by the mind control energy. What happens is our spirits are very disempowered. So much like I say, if you have any books on that you can do it all yourself, forget it. It's literally completely impossible. If you could live for maybe a couple thousand years continuously, then yes, you could probably do a fraction, maybe a couple percent of what the light ship can do within an hour, because we're just filled full of so much energy of judgment. So just think of how many thoughts you have each day, and then go back and, you know, just figure out how many lifetimes you have and how many years you probably have lived genetically, and how many thoughts you've had, and those are all stored inside of you. So you are the culmination of the judgment of all of your ancestors. So that's very hard to get out of us. Our spirit cannot possibly do it. This is why the light ship comes, to do it for you. So you need to step up to the plate and be able to understand that, you know, it's very difficult to have your spirit empowered to do these healings. Plus, it's also wounded. And maybe you work with a dark side practitioner, and part of your spirit energy got stolen from you. So it's pretty serious stuff. It depends how much you love your body and how much you love your spirit, how much you're willing to have your body protected by your spirit. And most of the teachings that are on the earth plane are not true. They're teachings from the light of the darkness, and they twist the words in them so that you think that you're actually having wonderful healings or seeing a wonderful practitioner, and you're not. So what I can say is anybody who has read a book or who have had different types of practices being done to them using mind energy, they're working with darkness energy, because the light does not ever promote itself. Light only works in the now. You are connected to the light through your spirit and your heart center. So if you choose to change and go to your mind energy, then you're in the darkness. So the healings only work in the heart, and your spirit is your main healer. So back to you, Sylvia.
Ron, could you talk a little bit about you know, what life is like outside of this area that we're in, where you know, the same kind of mind energy is not happening and what it's like there.
What it's like to be outside of the mire here, huh?
Yeah, so, the muck and the mire.
Mire. Well, everything is pure love energy. And there's no mind energy that controls you. You have free choice, free will in the present moment. There's no predictions for the future because there is no future in the light. The light only works in the present moment. This allows you free choice to have free expression. Remember, like I said, with your natal chart, this is your setup here, the laws of karma, and this is the dark side energy keeping you held here. Because naturally, you made a mistake in this lifetime or the past lifetime, so you're suffering. And you have to come back over again to understand what you probably missed or didn't learn. Well, in the light, there's no such thing as learning lessons. It's just an experience expressing divine energy. The light never judges itself because you're part of the light. It just allows free expression and free will, free choice. So it's much different than what we have here. And remember, the light doesn't cord anything. It doesn't suck your energy out of you. It allows you to be a special creation of the light wherever you choose to go to in the universe of light. So it's just quite wonderful. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, anything that we should talk about as far as upcoming events and conference calls and things like that that people can get on?
Yeah, coming up here on the 20th of this next coming month, I believe. Let me see here. I think it's the 20th. Let me change my calendar. Yeah, on the 20th, which is the third Saturday, we have our once-a-month four-hour Ascension call. The cost on it is $60, 60. And it's a four-hour call where we can go to the light ship, and they put special light codes into us for Ascension. And they do the amber blood, and we have just a really wonderful time. The time being 4 hours goes by very, very quickly. The next thing that we're having in the previous month, or the following month, I mean, in July, is the first three Sundays are going to be 8-hour calls on the conference line. And this is where we're going to be getting rid of some of the invisible alien bodies, entities that are earth-based, causing us addictions, causing us pain, causing us physical problems. And we'll probably even touch upon some of the shadow body energies. These are the dark side energies. This is probably what you may know more of when you hear about like the Catholic Church doing the exorcisms, okay? These are the dark side manifestations where dark side takes your spiritual blueprint of your physical body and materializes that, and that lives within you. And it sometimes comes forward, looks exactly like you, and these things control your life. It's kind of scary the way we talk about it, but that's just one of the things that is here. We'll be working with the extraterrestrial life forms, and on the website, creationlightship.com, you can go to Alien Attack on the website on the left-hand side. And this will help you get rid of the abductions that people have normally twice a year, sometimes even more frequently. They're still abducting people regardless of what's being stated out there, you know, by the governments and stuff. You know, the Greys were the main ones that were doing this work. Other races are also, so everybody has been abducted normally about twice a year. Why? They want to check you up, see what's going on in your life. Maybe they're doing some genetic improvements to you. Maybe they're doing some improvements to their own species. Maybe you have hybrid children. Many, many things. Maybe you're an experiment for them. But whatever it is, it's against your free will. And being against your free will means it's not of the light. And so when you go on this website, you can go on for $30 for the month. You can select your favorite ET race and just see if they're bothering you. Just type it in there, and just see if these energies are bothering you. I think we had
a caller on the line.
Sure.
Hi, Larry here.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
How are you? Can I ask a question, please?
Absolutely.
Sure. Okay, my question is, Ron, does an implant have a microchip in it that programs people to behave in an arbitrary manner?
Well, the answer is yes, and it can control you, find out where you are, like a GPS system. It can control different parts of your personality. It can control the way your body functions. I'll talk about implants, okay? So there are aliens that maybe want to have you live longer, or maybe they found something wrong with you. So they do implants that typically could help you. So I'll say that not all implants are bad, okay? Mm-hmm. But the bad part is that you know about them. So anything that you don't know about that's happened to you typically is against your free will. So normally implants are put into you for a negative aspect, but there are some positive ones, so I will say that. There are some aliens that are watching out for some people, but it's still against your free will if you don't, you know, shake their hand and say, yeah, I want to have this implant put into me. And this is the way it's supposed to work in the light. And I worked with one lady years and years ago. I'll just say probably about 10 years ago. I'll just tell this little story. I met her, and she says, Ron, I've been abducted. I go, well, that's not unusual, you know. And she says, well, what's happened to me was I was given cancer by this alien race, and they're checking up on me normally about every month or two. So they take me up to their spaceship, the UFO, and they do tests on me. And I'll never die of this here, but I'm awfully sick. They tell me that I'll be living for a long time, and my life is dysfunctional because of this cancer. But they're keeping me alive, so there's not much that I can really do about it, because naturally you can't say no to these beings. And then she's talking about her funny experience that she had in New Mexico. So what happened with her is that she said, well, all of a sudden, I was driving my car, and my car all of a sudden was on the side of the road. I had like a little blackout or something, and I look, and my front windshield is cracked, and my steering wheel is bent. I have my seatbelt on, but there's no bruising to my body. So I get out of my car, and I'm a little bit dazed, but I'm okay. And I go to the front of my car because I'm seeing steam coming out of the hood. It was a Volvo. My headlights are bashed in. My hood's pushed in. You know, my grill is smashed completely. So she goes to the store where she was parked across the street from, kind of like a 7-Eleven. And she goes, was there anything, you know, outside here that happened, like a car wreck or anything that you know about, you know, in the last maybe 15 minutes or so? They go, no, there were no police came or anything. She goes, well, I have this problem, and my car has been into a wreck. Did I do a hit and run and, you know, get away or something? They go, well, we don't know, but, you know, we'll call the police for you. So the policeman comes out there, and he tells him the story, and he looks at her, and he says, well, this happens a lot in New Mexico. Just call your insurance company and tell them that you've been abducted and that this is what you know, they understand this in New Mexico, and they will take care of the car repairs, which is what they did for her. So she wanted me to tell her what actually happened. So I said, well, what happened was you were driving your car, and you're about ready to go to a stop sign, and somehow the car was still in gear, and then you got abducted. And the car then went up onto the, say, UFO, still in gear, hit the car landed on the UFO, okay? And it went into one of the rooms.
Ran into the wall?
Yeah, and the thing ran into the wall, at about 40 miles an hour, okay? So the aliens had to move quickly between her and the steering wheel, and all the damage was done to the car because the aliens were actually in the middle of the process there between the steering wheel and her windshield and everything else. And I imagine they probably got damaged themselves or definitely hurt. And then, you know, everything else happened to the car. So they turned the car off, and they worked with her cancer, experimenting with her with it, put her back in the car, and then beamed her back down to the side of the road where she became conscious again and looked at her scenario with the seatbelt, not even a scratch on her body with a broken windshield. So that's what happened to her. And this was probably, I'll just say middle 90s that this happened to her. So, and she was abducted many, many times. I haven't seen her for quite a while. According to her, they plan to keep her alive for about 20 years to use her like a laboratory rat. And she said she gets awfully sick, and then all of a sudden they make her a little more well so she's more functional. But she, you know, couldn't have a job because her body hurt so much. So that's what happened to her. So anyway, that's a little story that I'd like to just clue you in on what happened for ET abductions. So on the website, what we have, you can go to Alien Attacks and go there. You can select your favorite race of ETs, and you can input in there, you know, if you have any problems with your body, where it happens at. Could be in your car, could be sleeping at night, you know, in your house, the different locations there. You can also type into the boxes, and it'll give you a really well-documented way that you can find out what's happening to you. And like I said, it's $30 a month. You can also tap in websites. So if you go to some websites and you feel like you've been attacked by aliens or slimed or something, or it felt kind of bad to you, you can also have the light chip take these off of you. So I have a lot of people commenting on it. They type in their favorite races. Also some of the organizations that I won't talk about but are very, very well known. One of them has to deal with so-and-so command, and that's a big one. And people have figured out, this one person talked about this command energy of being back in the Roman time, and that these aliens were here actually as gladiators. So anyway, back to you, Sylvia. But it's up to you to experience this yourself. Always go to your heart center to check out what's going on, because your head, your mind is tapped into the alien energies, and you're going to get, you know, led astray with this here. Remember, they've been here for thousands and thousands of years, and they're still here. We don't have any help. All they give us is wars, because they live off our emotional trauma and energies, and everything up here on this planet is infested with them. This is why we have all these really weird-looking clouds now, which I call ship clouds, with a flat bottom to them. You didn't see them 20 years ago. They may have been here, but we normally had normal clouds. And now a lot of these clouds are flat bottoms. Hello? What are those?
Yeah.
They're doing mind control patterns on us, attacking us, abducting us, etc. So the light ship is here. This is creation energy, getting rid of these energies out of its creation of light, because they're of darkness, and this is why this is on the website. So do check it out, and you're going to find yourself having a lot more peace. So I may only be talking to maybe a couple dozen of you out there. Some of you may say, I've never been abducted. I don't believe in this stuff. That's fine. But to remember, this is for the people who know they've been abducted and are really afraid and scared, and this site will help you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Is there anything else you wanted to say on the subject of implants in response to Larry's question?
Well, on the implants, you know, they shouldn't be with us. They can be time-released. They can be coded in your DNA. They could have been put in you, you know, 30,000 years ago. And when you reach a certain stage of consciousness, then they go off. The easiest way to check with people to see how they are working is just to talk anything that deals with the light, and especially with the creation light ship. and you start talking about how wonderful these healings are, talking about Jesus 2,000 years ago, and all of a sudden the people get glossy-eyed, and that's the implants going off in them. And I will say something interesting, too, which I mentioned on one of the shows here. When did Jesus live on the earth? So if anybody knows the date, I'd like to know what it is. And Larry came through, I think the same Larry who called tonight, a great question, a great answer to that. But the darkness did not wish to post the years when Jesus lived. Remember, we have the calendar. So before zero, we have B.C., before Christ. And after zero, we have after death. So that means that Jesus lived in zero. Okay, so that means that the darkness, who created our current linear time calendar, did not want to have the lifetime, or, you know, years of Jesus' life inserted into it. So we have B.C. and A.D., and we have zero in the middle there. So they wanted to exclude him. Very interesting. So if anybody does have the time, those dates, I'd like to know what they would be. But in our current calendar, they don't exist. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I'd like to pick up a few of the fast chat questions, if we could, before our time gets away from us.
Go ahead.
And we had a question about those clearings that you were talking about online for the, you know, alien abductions, but also like the parasitic attacks. And I think it was Ren asking about when you go online, let's say you're going to work on clearing the octopus energy out of yourself. So you, you know, click on the thing that says octopus, but then there's another drop-down area where you can choose whether you're working on the living forms or maybe the, you know, the egg forms or the waste products that they put in you. So the question is, can you go down to the section where you can type in your custom one, and can you just say all forms of octopus?
You could probably do that, yes, but I think a lot of people may want to understand what's happening to them. And so that way you can go into the healing and really zero in on it. But you could do it that way, too. I made it so that you're able to actually, you know, use like diagnostics to actually figure out what's happening so you can actually understand how they're getting into your body. Remember, if you put everything in there, you may have to go back later on. Maybe you're full of waste products and you just overpassed that and didn't even think about it. So their secretions are in you. This may be why you have fatty tissue. And so you may want to concentrate on that for many, many healings. What I will add is that for the people who are under attack, you want to leave the light beam up on your monitor screen. Just change your computer settings. You have to know how to do that. If not, just ask somebody. It's very simple. And you can have the healing take place for 8 hours when you're sleeping. So a lot of people love that. They'll take their laptop, typically in their bedroom, or they move their whole computer system into their bedroom. And from there, they have protection at night. So, but I would personally go in there and just try to figure out what's happening. And also ask your spirit what you need to release out of yourself. Because it gets very complicated, and the complications are there because this is a complicated healing. So you want to go through, make sure that these are done correctly and in the procedure that needs to be done. So I would first work with the life form. Then I'd probably work with the eggs, and I would work with the waste products. And you want to get those things out of you. And, you know, ask your body, you know, how you're doing with each one of those. Just doing a blanket healing will work, but it might take a long, long time, maybe no longer than doing them separately, but you want to at least know what's happening. This is the reason why we made it this way. And they may only attack you when you're sleeping at night. May be fine in the daytime. So trying to make it less complicated is not the best thing for you. Go in there and look at it as this is your complete life preserver here for the earth plane. It's your best friend. and utilize the website for that. Like I said, it's only $30 a month. You can go on it 24/7 as long as you wish, and the light beams will help you. They'll start to take out these alien UFOs, alien races that are connecting to you because they're using you as a guinea pig against your friend. So back to you, Sylvia.
So one other additional question along that same line is when you're doing, for example, the octopus clearing online, then do you select the spirit or the body at the top where you choose one or the other type of healing?
Both. Just select one of them and work with your spirit. Your spirit can be attached by these energies also. Remember I said earlier on this program that your spirit is very disempowered here. So it can be attacked by these things too. And then work with your body. So they both need to be used. There's no shortcuts here. You have to do the work. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so basically you, just to make it really clear, so then someone would choose one or the other, like the spirit or the body clearing, and then they would work on, ideally they would work on one particular life form of the octopus or whatever they're selecting, and then would go on to the next and the next, and your recommendation is that they do it kind of one at a time so they can actually experience how they've been affected by that particular form in their body or that particular form attached to their spirit.
Yes, and you will probably start to recognize in the future when they start attacking you again if that ever happens to you. So getting on to this web page, you know, plan to spend probably 100 to 200 hours on it. You know, this is serious stuff. This is not just something that you want to take lightly. This will save your life and save your spirit. So, you know, get on there and just do the work, you know. You know, take 2 hours a day or more and do these clearings, plus do them at night. And you're going to find out within a week's time that your life is turning, you know, it's becoming much better. You're having more light frequency with you. You're able to have more of your spirit. And so, you know, you have to treat this as what it really is. This is an attack on you from the aliens, and you want to get these things off of you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Another question earlier on the fast chat pertaining to things that can happen to you when you're going through healing, and I think you talked about it on the last show that we did as far as the healings themselves are instantaneous, but sometimes your body needs to actually process the healing energies. We had, as you know, last night we had an archive. We played the archive from the prior Friday night, which was 1.5 hours long of just jam-packed with amazing healings. And someone on the fast chat was asking earlier tonight about, you know, when they experienced those healings last night, by the end of the show, you know, their body was very hot, and they had experienced some nausea, and they're wondering, you know, if that's okay, if that, what that's all about.
Well, your body will have to go through the processing. Once the healing is done, the healing is completed. So, you know, you don't have to wait around thinking that the healing is still taking place because it's typically done at that time. Unless you go on, like, the online healings and you want to do it for 8 hours, then it's different. So is your body going to process the energy? Yes. You don't have to regurgitate it and think about it. It's already done. But your body will have to readjust itself, rebalance itself, get more life force energy into it. Maybe you had an energy blockage maybe in your foot, and all of a sudden your foot may have tingles in it. And from there, maybe it needs more life force. So your body will heal itself with your spirit. And so you may go through a little bit of an emotional roller coaster ride or a physical emotional roller coaster ride during this process, which is perfectly normal. Your body might be uneasy. You could even get maybe like diarrhea or something. But just know that's part of the process of your body releasing this energy. Nothing to be worried about. You're getting well. So you're getting rid of these toxins, whatever is inside of you, because it has to get released from your body some way. So you may break out into a sweat. You might feel a little bit uncomfortable, but it's leaving you. So this is how these healings work. Remember, these are heavy-duty clearings. These are not something that's very easy because your body has stored energies in it, and they must get released. Some of the energetic life forms just leave you without any problem or situations whatsoever. But there are people who've had a lot of toxins, and naturally your body has to get them released. So this is how it works. So if you do have an experience which may seem a little negative and you're worried about it, well, your body's healing. That's it. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we're almost completely out of time, but one last really quick question from Karen here, and she says, my computer is in the next bedroom. Will it work through the wall if I leave it on, you know, at night?
Yes, it will. So just leave the light beam up. The light beam is there on your monitor screen to be the conduit for healing to you. I would recommend just moving your computer. You know, we'll put it in the room with you so that you're actually closer to it, but you don't have to be. But, you know, most people have laptops nowadays in place of, you know, the old type of computers, you know, the PCs. So everybody has laptops, and that normally works for them just to put it beside them. But, you know, I would recommend having the monitor in the same room as you if you could. Maybe you can just get something and have your computer maybe on a cart that you can move from one place to the next without too much of a problem. But, you know, I would definitely recommend having it turned on so you can actually see it if you need to, and just enjoy the energy of the light beam. And it'll still work, though, if you do not have it with you, because the intent is there. You're asking for assistance, and it will help. But if I had a choice myself and I was under attack, I'd want to be with that computer. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, actually, our time is up, so sorry if we weren't able to get all of the questions in tonight, but thank you, everyone, for being with us tonight, and thank you so much, Ron, for the wonderful teachings and the trip to the light ship, and I guess I'll just say good night and blessings to everyone.
And blessings to all of you, and if you're in New York, I'm probably going to have two lectures tomorrow, I believe, one for sure at 1 o'clock and maybe the second one at 3. So blessings to all of you, and we'll see you on Monday. Bye, everybody.